From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is back for his third visit, this time with a full band. And we're thrilled to have him. His newest record is called Texas Piano Man. Robert Ellis is here. Hello. It's good to see you.
Has it been three times?
It's been three times. Once over in our old, terrible studio. Here before we were really set up, though we had just gotten the piano. And this record was not out, and you previewed a little something, but didn't say much because I don't think you were supposed to.
Yeah.
And now we get to hear it the way it's supposed to sound.
Ish.
I'm excited for that.
That's up for discussion, but yeah. Yeah, I think I had come maybe like 2 months before the record dropped. So
yeah.
They were, you know, not wanting me
they were protective.
Debut
yeah.
songs live on the air, but we did one of them, I think.
Yeah, I think we did Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been 10 years since your first record. How does that feel?
Horrible. yeah. Getting old is rough. It's yeah, it's a bummer.
You've got a fairly full diary of stories to use for writing songs.
Yeah, I think so at this point. You know, it's nice to have like a body of work now that you can play, especially for shows. I remember when we first started touring, it was like you pretty much just had the songs on the one record that was your set. And now we have a whole, you know, 5-6 records to choose from, you know, including side projects and weird covers we've done and things, you know.
Yeah, is that a luxury despite the fact that you've, at least on this new record, kind of transitioned away from the guitar-based stuff?
It makes it way easier. It makes it more fun to improvise, and like, you know, the set list can be kind of different every night and you can pick your most jamming stuff.
Well, speaking of the change, just ahead of this record, you stated in a couple of interviews that holding the guitar had just kind of grown a little stale.
Yeah.
You weren't very inspired by that.
I still love to play it. It's just in the function of this band, especially the piano is like this just gigantic thing, you know.
Well, and you've obviously got some proficiency with it. You've been playing it a long time. Yeah?
It was my first instrument, but I had just never really fronted a rock band with it. And it's a cool muscle. It's like a hot rod.
Well, let's hear it in action. What do you guys want to play first? And who's here? Introduce the band.
On the guitar, we have Kelly, the Telly Doyle. And he's actually playing a Strat today. So today he's Kelly the Strat Doyle.
Welcome.
On the bass, low guitar. He makes the lowest sounds in the band. This is Joffrey Muller. And on the drums, we have a special friend with us named Josh Block. Wow. He played drums on the Chemical Plant record, and he also produced the Texas Piano Man record.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, fantastic. He didn't play drums on that record, but you produced it.
But he obviously can.
He can.
All right. Well, what do you guys want to play first?
Let's do Passive Aggressive.
Cool. This is Robert Ellis and company playing live here at JPR.
You're mad about. Go ahead, honey, let it all out. Go on ahead and say something you cannot take back. Bottle it all up inside. Out in the open is no place to hide. Please just pull over and let me get out of the car. You say nothing, and you look like you're about to explode. That's no way to lie. I can see it in your eyes. Passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive. That's one way to communicate. I wish you would just give it to me straight. Oh, 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 before I lose my mind. Passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive. You're passive aggressive. You're so damn passive aggressive. Oh, what else can I say? Passive aggressive. It's day after day after day.
That is Passive Aggressive. It's music from the record called Texas Piano Man. Robert Ellis is my guest. A song from his fifth full length. I love the fact that you have registered texaspianoman.com.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
I have all my various websites forwarded to it now.
It's awesome. Did you have to like buy off a squatter to get it, or was it available?
No. That was one of the really surprising things about this whole thing. I came up with the name for the record and the concept, and aside from a couple people, there just has not been a real Texas Piano Man. So I was like, it's mine, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And yeah, nobody had the domain, so I snatched it up. And the website is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
If you guys listening at home want to get out your smartphone or your computer and you want to have a fun 10 minutes, go check out my website. I was thinking about posting all of the hate mail and critiques of the website. I get a lot of emails, one every couple weeks, of somebody who's just like, this is not functional, and it's it's insane, and it hurts my eyes to look at.
Well, front and center is a picture of you, so.
It's meant to be like an infomercial, you know, like made for TV ad, and there's tons of pop-ups, and you really can't navigate the page without being forced into buying something.
Let's talk about the sound of this record. I mean, no doubt there are shades of Billy Joel, Elton John, Leon Russell.
Yeah.
One of the guys that you have mentioned as an influence for the project, for the sound, Liberace.
Oh, yeah. That's more of a stylistic sort of reference. I mean,
he was kind of already past his prime when you were a kid, I would imagine,
yeah, I mean,
right?
But yeah, all those artists were. I mean, I don't know. I grew up with the internet, so it's not like...
Yeah, so you can get to anybody.
Yeah.
So what was it? Like the whole persona, the whole character? What did you appreciate about Liberace?
It's just very big. You know, the whole thing is just like a big show. And when you come see us live, you know, I travel with a baby grand piano and I wear a white tuxedo and we have these, it's the stage show is insane. And it's just like, I really wanted it to feel like when you go to the show that you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do, that you're like transported into something else. And I think that's what Liberace did. It's like, you know, your life can be kind of boring and drab, and then you go see this show, this guy playing piano, and there's like glitz and glamour and rings and robes and, you know, all that stuff just feels like you're in another world. And so that was kind of the inspiration. Yeah.
I love this. I came across this in one of the interviews that was done that was a review of the record, and I don't even think it was an interview with you, but it was a quote from someone in the band who talked about how for this project you almost needed to create a character in order to be you on stage.
Kelly said
and
that.
And it's interesting because, I mean, you and I have crossed paths a few times over the years, and every time you've been quick to laugh, quick to joke, kind of a smart aleck, just by nature. And yet your songs have generally not been that on the previous records.
Somber.
So you now have kind of created you in a way.
This is
but with a fancy suit.
I think when I was younger, I was like much more serious about everything. you know, when you make records, you're like, I can only say one thing. I have one chance. I've got to say something. So it needs to be important. And I think because of that, I tend to deal with like things that I think about and worry about, like relationships and, you know, struggle and things like that. So most of my material was somber, but on this one, it was like, this should just be fun. All of it should just be.
Now, transitioning to piano, does this allow you not only to write some songs that you feel, but to also dig into some catalog of songs you love that you really couldn't do when you were a guitar-based band?
Yeah. I mean, we play a totally different set of covers when we're out now. And we do weird stuff. You know, this idea of the Texas Piano Man, I kind of wanted to create like a modern version of Texas that wouldn't necessarily be what someone would think of, you know? And so a lot of the stuff we'll do is like reharmonize or rearrange country tunes and do them in the style of this piano rock band.
You know? All right. Will you play us something else?
Yeah, I'll
right,
play you next? One of those.
Cool.
Yeah, we're, this is a tune by the King, King George. King George Strait, very big Texas artist. It's a very familiar tune, and we're going to do it in the style of Robert Ellis.
Right on. This is Robert Ellis playing live here at JPR. Thank you. Amarillo by Morning. Robert Ellis is playing live in the studio today. Tune from George Strait, like early 80s.
Probably, yeah.
I seem to remember my parents listening to that when I was little.
It's about the rodeo. It's probably the best rodeo song. I wrote a rodeo song with my friend Johnny. Well, I started writing it. I sent it to Johnny Fritz, and I was like, you should do this. I think this would be a cool song for you. This idea was, I'm just a rodeo clown. I get dressed up, and then I get knocked down. No money, no glory, such a sad story, this life as a rodeo clown. And then Johnny, years later, he goes, hey, do you mind if I use some lines from that rodeo clown song that you wrote? And he wrote 15 Passenger Van and used a couple of pieces from that. But yeah.
You mentioned touring with like a grand piano.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to be an unwieldy piece of gear to lug around. Does it change the places you can play? Like, do you have to always be looking at on the lookout for like a large enough stage and stuff like that?
I mean, we don't have that luxury to be able to choose where we play at this point. We pretty much just sort of wing it, and if we can get it on the stage, then we'll do it. And if not, I have a really horrible digital keyboard that I will sometimes use. But some venues we play will have piano backlined, and I have a portable grand, so it's not it's not impossible. We got a big ramp. And
smaller than the piano we have here?
Same size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's big, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one at home?
I have like five at home. Yeah. I have a problem with instruments. If I get into something, I just like see it on Reverb or Craigslist and just buy it up.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how are you splitting your time now? I mean, this record has now been out for, close to a year. How are you splitting your time now between piano and looking at that guitar sitting there collecting dust?
Oh, when I'm home, I don't really play music. I mean, really, I have a kid. I'm like, I'll pick up the guitar.
A little
like,
one, right?
Yeah, I'll like play some tunes, like shed once in a while, play piano every day a little bit. But no, mostly when I'm home, I'm not trying to play music right now.
Do you set aside time to write?
I should, yeah. I'll get something on the books soon. I don't know. I write little stuff. And like just when we came in the studio, I started writing something and just recorded a voice memo. Usually what I'll do is that and then spend, a couple months where I'm just going through all of these different little ideas and then creating stuff out of them,
Yeah, probably pretty well versed in little kid songs at this point too.
Oh my gosh, I've been learning a ton. I mean, like... I've been learning all those, and then all the Jungle Book tunes. I got the Jungle Book soundtrack on vinyl. That record is amazing. Louis Prima.
It's cool.
Is so cool.
Yeah. It's a good time capsule from the past for sure.
And I read somewhere that when they drew the monkeys and the characters in the Jungle Book, they actually watched footage of Louis Prima recording the song, and the way the musicians danced around is the way that the monkeys are all dancing
in the movie. Yeah, that's a good tidbit. Hey, I'm so glad that you're back. It's good to see you again.
You too.
This record is fantastic. I'm glad we get to hear it in the full band arrangement this time around. Robert Ellis is live in the studio today. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
We're going to leave you with this song. It's all about having fun. It's called Nobody Smokes Anymore.
Minus one word, if I remember right, Mr. Ellis.
You're going to have to bleep something out.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on it. All right, this is Robert Ellis and company playing live here at JPR.
Nobody smokes anymore. What do I do, man? I'm trying to find a lighter. Nobody smokes anymore. Everyone else seems to have it all together. Buddy, you have to step out. One more drag and I'm out. It's such a drag, such a good thing had to end. No one has fun anymore. Everyone acts like they wanna live forever. Nobody smokes anymore. The last years of your life are so shitty anyway. And everybody's so stressed out. One more drag and I'm out. It's such a drag, such a good thing had to end. Oh, I know it's bad for me, but I don't care. I'm gonna do it anyway. When did everybody get so self-aware? What happened to the good old days? It makes me wanna smoke a cigarette. Maybe 8 or 9 or 10. Everybody's telling me it's time to quit, but here I go again. Nobody smokes anymore. Well, I guess I'll be the only one that looks good in pictures. Nobody smokes anymore. I guess I'll be the only one that has any fun, 'cause nobody smokes anymore. No, nobody smokes anymore. Nobody smokes anymore. Nobody smokes anymore. Such a drag, such a good thing had to end. It's such a drag, but the good things always end.
Nobody smokes anymore. It's Robert Ellis. It's music from the record called Texas Piano Man. That out on New West. Information is at texaspianoman.com. If you don't mind clicking past the sale offer for the vinyl version of the record. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. We'll have audio from our session today and a couple of photos up on the web at ijpr.org. Robert, thanks again for coming by. It's great to see you.
You too. Thanks.
Open Air continues right after this.